Hi, this is Rob from Opinions Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. Moving on. May I know what is the in which states do you currently reside?
Arizona.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Arizona?
I think so.
And what is the year of your birth?
81.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Hello?
Yeah, no.
No. And what is your race?
White.
Thank you. Moving on. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
More Republican.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
8.
Thank you. I know this is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris? Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, or will
Trump.
Vote for other political offices? Trump. Thank you. I know this is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote by Senator? Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Harry Lake?
Lake.
Thank you. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Or I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
The second one, legal.
Thank you. Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Arizona. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Arizona. Abortion is totally banned in Arizona.
Now, what was the question? What do I think should be, or what's going on?
In Arizona, when it comes to abortion's legality, which one of those statements is the best describe the situation in Arizona?
Well, I think the second one. You got to be some exception.
How concerned? Thank you. And how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona? Are you not concerned at all? Not very concerned? Indifferent? Neither concerned nor unconcerned? Somewhat concerned or very concerned?
Indifferent.
As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about ballot measures in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects their right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Some.
Based on what you know now, if the elections were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measures to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote in the ballot measure?
Well, I have to read it, so I'm undecided.
Okay. If you have to choose, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or will you have not vote on the ballot measure?
What is the ballot again?
If you have to choose, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? And will you vote no? Vote on the ballot measure.
I don't care. Either way.
Thank you. Here is the text of the constitutional amendment that might appear in the ballot on Arizona in the November 2024 elections. A yes vote shall have the effect of creating a fundamental right to abortion under Arizona's constitution. The state will not be able to interfere with this fundamental right before federal viability, unless it has a compelling reason and does so in the least restrictive way possible. Federal viability means that the point in the pregnancy when, in the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the ureters throughout the pregnancy, both before and after federal viability. The state will not be able to interfere with the good faith judgment of a threatened healthcare professional that an abortion is necessary to protect the life or health of the pregnant individual. The state will not be able to penalize any abortion for aiding or assisting a pregnant individual in exercising the right to an abortion. And no vote shall have the effect of not creating fundamental rights to have an abortion under Arizona's constitution. We live in a place current laws that restrict abortion before federal viability and will allow the states to further restrict
the time. That's such a huge and long question.
That is just for you to know about what is coming on the ballot. After reading the ballot measure language, in the elections were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
No, I'll vote on everything, but undecided now.
Okay. Undecided. Moving on. If you have to choose, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I have to see about it, so I'm undecided.
Thank you. Does opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or just make no difference in your motivation to vote?
No difference.
No difference. If you learned a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
For which ballot? The same abortion ballot?
Yes.
No difference.
Thank you. If you learned a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it not make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
No difference.
To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without expectations? Want abortion to be illegal national with some expectation? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Abortion for everyone.
To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortions to be legal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Third one. Legalize, thanks. Legalize with some exceptions.
Thank you. And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally?
Who?
Want a national ban? You. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible?
Yeah, legal with some exceptions.
Thank you. And when thinking about who to vote for the race for the United States Senate, how important is it you to the candidate that shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither unimportant nor important, somewhat important or very important? Or a requirement for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion.
It is really important. Just a bit.
Thank you. And when thinking about who to vote for the race for president, how important is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion is very unimportant, someone unimportant, neutral, neither important nor unimportant, someone important or very important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. As you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025 to answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is agenda for the next president that outlines conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing government to monitor people's pregnancy, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. Based on what you heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, neutral, neither favorable nor unfavorable, or somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Neutral.
If you learn a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
No difference.
Now, here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing is it to vote for Republican candidates and not on the ballot measure. Science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have a special expression, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Is this a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Neutral.
We don't have neutral, only somewhat convincing reason or not a very convincing reason.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Science tells us that babies are human beings that with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expression, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Are you a very convincing reason to vote? Somewhat convincing reason to vote for the Republican? Not a very convincing reason to vote for the Republican? Or not a convincing reason at all?
Somewhat.
To vote.
Yeah, somewhat. Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let states determine abortion policy,
yes,
and not the president and Congress.
Yep, absolutely.
Very convincing, Prince.
Very convincing.
And Americans, thank you. Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim is of incest. Is this a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement of how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidate and yes on the ballot measure. If Republicans win this November...
Can I put you on hold for a second? I'm sorry. Can I put you on hold for a second?
Sure.
Hey, sorry about that. How much more is
That's
left?
Okay.
I've been leaving like 5 minutes, 5 minutes.
We're almost done, sir.
Oh, okay. So what was the question?
If Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure and making sure Republicans aren't in the project 2025. It is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, not a convincing reason at all to vote for Democrats.
It's pretty, I don't even believe it. Non-convincing.
At all or not a very?
At all.
And for old women in our lives, we have the responsibility to fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends that make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives.
No Democrats, no. Non-convincing.
At all. Thank you. No matter how frequent voting elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power do you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
Okay, 8.
I know this is still a way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
What are my options? Between what I want?
Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, Trump. If the elections were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protect the right to abortion, or are you undecided or would you not vote on the ballot
undecided
measure?
Undecided. I have to read it. Undecided.
If you had to choose, would you vote? Yeah, there, just to make sure that you haven't changed your mind.
I haven't.
Would you vote no or yes?
All the same.
Measure guarantee that your state constitution to abortion, would you make no... Or would you not vote on the ballot measure? Vote no or vote yes, or will not vote on the ballot measure?
I'm undecided. I have to read them.
Thank you. I know this is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote your senator? Democrat Robert Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
Lake.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Like, what are my options?
12th grade or below, a high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college
highest,
but not
the
degree.
Highest,
so,
the highest one you have, post
professional
post
degree.
Professional degree, yeah.
Thank you. Are you married and married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Are you the partner or guardian of any children under age 18? Yes or no?
I'm a parent, yes.
And do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, two lesbian or gay, three bisexual, or four something else?
Heterosexual. Or straight.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat? Donald Trump, the Republican?
Trump.
Or did not vote? Or someone else?
Trump.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
For what year?
2023.
Do I have options?
You can tell me your best estimate, and I will classify.
$800K.
800? 80,000 or 800?
No, 800K.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation.
Sure, man.
Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.